Yeah. For Rob.
Hola, I'm Dora.
You're supposed to say soy Dora.
Oh, hola. Boy, I speak me some Spanish.
I was talking very little, un poquito. I was talking yesterday on Twitter about how I'll get a cold pitch and it'll be like, hey, I really, your show is incredible. I just love it. I'm like, yeah, cool. What's my show called? And they're like, So that was the joke. I was getting like Dora gifts in the thread. Yeah.
A stretch to get there, isn't there? Welcome to the Backpack Show, hello, people of Earth. Morning. Ladies, aww, gentlemen, and people who identify as anything else.
It's wintry in Nashville too, Coach Woodard.
Yeah, and there's an incredible, incredible ice storm and cold wave going through Texas. All kinds of things going. People without power. No one knows what to do, how to stay warm, that sort of a thing.
Yeah, so being from Boston, I'm like, you don't want to be driving out there. These people have no idea. These Southerners have no idea. I saw somebody towing a mother and child behind their pickup truck yesterday on a sled. They're like, this will be fun. And they're going up a hill. I was like, oh my God, please don't die. So scary.
So remember on the Backpack Show that this is like Fight Club. If you're not commenting, we don't even know you're here. So leave a comment or we won't know you're here. You don't get any credit. I won't be able to tell you.
What's credit good for exactly?
Your parole officer keeps you out of jail one more day. Oh. Who do we have on the show today anyway? Probably some people.
We do have some people. We have Tiana Hilaire from When She Comes Home. They curate wellness boxes for mothers, mothers-to-be, and women who have experienced pregnancy loss. So the whole idea is to help people understand that self-care is a form of love and that it's okay because, you know, moms sometimes neglect their own well-being to take care of others. And we have Josh Blaylock, who I think you should talk about. But he runs Pop Cultivator, which is a fan-owned creative comic book studio.
Fan-owned comic book studio. Who has not ever wanted that? Now we can get the fights we've always wanted. Galactic Dog versus Trash Bob.
Is that what it's like? Is that when they're like, we want this person to fight this person? And
I think it's going to be, I'm going to ask him, but I think it's going to be a shit show because I think it's just going to be fancy. Do this, dancing monkey.
Hi, everyone. Tim Kitzer from NBA Jam and NFL Blitz. Welcoming you to The Backpack Show. Your host, Chris Brogan, Kerry Gorgone, Boom Shakalaka.
Backpack Show.
I am getting like a Bodie McBoatface vibe off that. Like, you know, they're like, hey, we want to name this new character.
It's like when when Cosmo Kramer had his restaurant, the Make Your Own Pizza restaurant, and they had to close it down because people kept getting all the burns. Like, I can't wait to find out about that. But Tiana Hilaire first, because we have, this is a, it's a really cool project, and I think it's really neat, and it's going to be worth grabbing up. Again, everybody who's here, first time or whatever, leave your comments, say hi to us, but I'm going to grab Diane out here. Hey, Diane.
Diana.
Hi, Chris. It's Diana. Yeah.
My mom's a Diane, so I've always been doing it the opposite way, correct? And everybody, for the rest of my life.
It's Princess, all good.
Princess Diana, I'll never
forget. I like that better.
Your Highness, hello.
Oh.
Who knew we had royalty for the second time on this show?
Ooh la la.
So tell us about When She Comes Home and when you first got the idea for it. Nobody gave me a gift basket is what I'm saying. So
it's hard. You came home, you got nothing.
I got nothing. I got a lot of things to do.
And no sleep. When She Comes Home started when I gave birth. I have twins. I have toddler twins now. They're 3 years old. And everyone talks about the joys of motherhood, but no one tells you what happens when you get home. And that's when it gets real. And it was tough. I couldn't talk to you without crying. I couldn't express how I was feeling without crying. And everything that people gave me was all for the baby. And no one gave anything to me to say, hey, Diana, this is what's going to help. This is what's going to get you through this. Nothing. Everybody talks about the joys, but no one talks about the trials and tribulations behind the word mother. And so a special friend, I call her special because she was godsend, gave me a journal because I just couldn't get the words out. And from that journal sparked me starting the business in 2020. And here we are today. American Express gave 100 Black women entrepreneurs $25,000. And I was one of them. And I did GoFundMe. I did a fundraising with a platform called iFundWomen. And I was able to raise $11,000 in less than 30 days to kick everything off. And then American Express came the month after. And so here we are today. I have a home office, as you can see behind me, with all the products and how I get down with showing mom's love. And it's been amazing. It's just been so sweet. I get a little choked up every time, as if this is not my stuff. But it's important. It's important to show the women who are going through this love, because they're forgotten through this process.
You must have laughed so hard at that Saturday Night Live skit about Christmas morning when everyone opens their gifts and the mom just gets a robe.
As always.
Oh, yeah.
As always. Always. Like, the kids get bikes and video games and everything. And then the mom, she's lucky she got a robe. It could have been a pen.
It was on sale.
Hey, Amanda Heights here. Hi, Amanda. Good to see you. Nancy's here. You know, I'm curious, Diana, what goes in these things? Because, you know, my very first thought is maybe bourbon and some earplugs. but I imagine that that's not necessarily the kind of things people get in there. What goes into the special packs?
I'll keep that in mind for the next iteration of the box. What goes in the box? So I have six different boxes. So we could start with the smallest one called Thinking of You, just Thinking of You. And it could be it's a 2 ounce candle. It's, what do we have? If I don't know my product, 2 ounce candle, 2 ounce body butter, a shower bomb. So people, if you look at everything, everyone's doing bath bombs. But I live in New York and not too many people take bath. Everybody takes showers, but a shower bomb sits at the bottom of your shower and then it illuminates the bathroom with the aroma of whatever the scent is. So if it's lavender or rose or whatever, it just gets the mood going. Oh, I wonder whose website that is.
It looks good.
Thank you. And yeah, and so you'll see, we're changing the narrative of what it means to be a good mom, right? Yeah, and these are some of the gift boxes. So we have Sisterly Love, Just Because. Ooh, what else we got here? Let me see, is Thinking of You and Mom to Be. So these are just a few of the boxes we offer. Our clients. And it was all strictly moms to be, and women who experience pregnancy loss. This is where I've appeared in the last 4 months, which is pretty damn cool. But we've opened it up a little bit to just send a great girlfriend a little gift saying, hey sis, I see you, or if she had a bad day or whatever the case may be, she just gets a little something something. So these are a variety of the things we offer. And all the products are women-owned businesses. And it's pretty cool.
I love that. So
here's a kicker. You could, whatever your budget allows you to, in addition to product, we offer services. So if you notice, you saw a name called Nyakia Brown. She's a mental health specialist. Yeah. So if you're going through something and you can't verbally speak to anyone in your surroundings, you could speak to a professional buy a quick a health session. And then after you speak to her, she could take it to the next level with you. Wow. After you give birth, who's cleaning the house? Not me. And so we have you could buy a gift certificate for someone to clean your house for 2 hours. Nice. You know, and then we're getting it back, but we're offering a cooking service where someone could either come and cook a meal at your house, or they can prepare it and deliver it to you for the week. So it's, you know, I'm just thinking of all the things that moms need during this time. And then for the women who experience pregnancy loss, when a lot of the times they don't even tell people they've experienced this, this is just a little something to say, I see you. I don't know what to say, but I hope you appreciate this. So that's what we do here at When She Comes Home.
So Deanna mentions that we should connect you with Mom's Hierarchy of Needs. That's one of our former guests, who's the founder of Mom's Hierarchy of Needs.
One plus one equals 100. Yes. Yep.
So momshierarchyofneeds.com. Love to do that.
Oh, say, look.
yeah, we're going to write that down.
Get that diamond pen going.
I'll put that link in the private chat.
Ooh. Chris, I'm glad you said that. Look, yes, it is.
There you go. I see you repping the products.
Yes, it's all there.
But I love the mental health aspect of it, Chris. Did you perk up at that too? Because I know so many women that struggle and are like, that's not even something they think about.
I didn't think about it. I was in denial and I went through postpartum depression. So you just don't know. This is new. Your hormones are crazy. You're sleep deprived. And I had twins.
So that whole sleep when the baby sleeps thing doesn't work if you have more than one baby, right?
It doesn't. Well, here's the thing. If the babies are sleeping, you have to choose between taking a shower, resting, or eating. And so
you could sleep in the shower.
No, to be honest, the shower is where I cried, I prayed, I yelled, I spoke to myself. So listen, don't cry for me, Argentina. We're good. We're changing lives here. We're letting women know that, you know, speak up if you can. We have something to help you out. So this is what When She Comes Home is all about. And I'm just super proud of 170 people who backed me up when I was fundraising. As from $20 to $1,600 someone gave me. Wow. So, yeah, I needed $1,600 to finish and meet my goal, and someone just dropped that whole thing. And so I'm just very blessed that the people who support When She Comes Home and who continue to support it, I have friends who just purchased nonstop. And I'm just grateful. I'm not trying to be a millionaire. I'm just trying to be a wellness mayor. Just spread love. Lorraine's look at my sorority sister. Hey, Lorraine. Yeah, I'm in a sorority. I'm a former president of the sorority. And
Lorraine, we need to get you on here to tell us some
stories.
We
need to ask a few Diana questions from the old days.
Yes, we do.
Lorraine is one of, not so new, but one of our newest members.
Uh-oh. Oh, so you're saying she doesn't know.
She doesn't. I'll be 16 in my sorority next month. So she probably knows me for the last 3 years. Hey, Charlena. Yes. It's been a ride. I'm grateful. God has put something in my heart to do this. And here we are.
You must get some amazing notes from people.
I do. I'm going to put in my Instagram. I still write script. Or people call it cursive, whatever. I went to Catholic school, so we had handwriting class. We had a handwriting book, and so I have great penmanship. So I love. So in the book, in the
my
box,
penmanship sucks.
In the box, you get a handwritten card from me. Nice. So we're doing the whole Galentine's Day and women giving videos. I had some amazing. So I tell you, I do lives. Mm-hmm. I had some amazing women. Chat with me. It's just pretty cool, man. It's so fun.
Do you do any crying? Because I feel like I would cry if some of the moms wrote me notes about their experiences.
No, I've cried too much. Like I said, this year I will work in progress, and that's me. So no, it's all about self-care, and the women I've spoken to are all women and who are moms and who are business owners and who just know the struggles. So,
ooh, you can't pour out from an empty cup.
You can't. Chris, do you have children?
Two that I know of. I got 18 and a half and a 15 year old. So,
for the love of
those are the only ones that the court said were definitely.
Yellow card, Brogan. Now, what else is new?
That was unexpected. You're going to make a mascara run, Chris.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Look what I did.
I should learn my lesson. Nothing is unexpected.
Oh, my gosh.
I do this every day. I was surprised.
I got a teenager, and I have two teenagers, 18 and a half and 15. The first one, they would have tried to not sleep for the first 3.5 years of their life. We were at a point, they were sleeping no more than 45 minutes at a pop for 3.5 years. So Yikes. We had some rough times. I mean, I say freely, hey, doctor, good to see you. Doctor was really impressed that I have a check mark on YouTube. I don't know how I got it. I don't know. I only got 5,000 subs. It's not like it's because I'm fancy.
Listen, you are.
Someone once said I'm so fancy. And I said, well, you already know. But that, you know, that was a whole other thing. So, yeah, I have two kids. It's a song lyric.
I don't even know what's happening. I'm just going to take myself out of this dream.
Two kids. I'm sure they're lovely.
You did a good job, Dad.
Oh, there's the cat. Oh, no.
There's the cat.
Feline alert.
Oh, no.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Feline invasion. I repeat, we have a feline invasion. Chris, hold very still. Do not turn your head. For the love of Pete, don't turn your head. Oh, the humanity.
You got to get some little cans of tuna and just like crack one open.
Oh, man. In the kitchen.
That or a little snowsuit. She can go unshovel my car for me. That would make her at least a contributing member.
Deanna's so Diana, happy you trimmed your beard.
Oh, thank you.
Deanna, not Diana. I don't know how Diana feels about it yet.
Well, I had actually even made everybody a video, but since nobody commented, I figured they didn't care to see my Santa Claus beard go away. But Diana, before this, I might have missed one part of your story, which is before all these shenanigans. I mean, you've been busy raising little peepees. So what's going to happen? You know, who was you before? What was Diana before you decided to start sending packages to, you know, deadly moms? Deadly moms.
You know what? That's a damn good question. She seems so foreign now. The Diana before was I'm so extroverted. I'm an outgoing person. I love brunches. I miss my girlfriends. I just miss hanging out. But I was a very active member in my community with my sorority. And then, you know, once you have kids, a lot of things just change, which no one prepared me for. No one prepared me that the friendships you had may change or disappear. No one told me that the drive that you once had may increase because I was super ambitious to just get back into it. But yeah, I was just, you know, I was an executive at a very large retail company for 7 years and just doing things and enjoying corporate life. I've been working since I was 15. So work. And, life change after the pandemic and life change after having children. And it was challenging. I'm not going to lie. I have a very nice therapist and a bill that comes with it, but you know, I'm smiling. Not too many people can say they made it this far in the journey.
No, but I'm especially good. In 2020, you did this in 2020,
which was a risk, right? But how many people are home? How many moms had to stay home and remote learn and still work, and dad has to go out, right? Because you can't tell your job, look, I got to stay home and be with my kid. You got to figure that out.
Diana, some people are so out of touch. I had one person above me say to me, well, don't use all the extra time you have working. I was like, what?
Extra time? I'm trying to find time.
They didn't have kids. So I was like,
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I realized that people who don't have children don't understand or don't get it.
Extra time.
Yeah, extra. You're lucky you can use the bathroom, you know?
Not kidding. You got to schedule that in.
I try to, so when I give my kids breakfast in the morning, I just try to go into the bathroom real quick.
Just try.
I try. And I can't close the door, you know, because if something happens. So whatever it is that I have to handle has to be handled with the door open. And yet, I have a boy and a girl. They're 3 years old. And yet someone comes creeping in asking, so, mommy, what's your favorite sea animal? as I'm trying to just do have a personal time. Yeah. And I'm like, go sit down. And like, mommy, what are you doing? I was like, I'm using the potty. You know, they don't get it. They don't care. They just want to be with you. So
that's a high level boss.
My goodness. But I wouldn't trade it. People talk about the joys of it, but it's a different type of love, man. They could piss you off, but then they'll come and hug you and say, I love you, mom, or I'm sorry, mom. And you just be like, oh, damn you. And you melt like butter. That's a hard title. Mother is the hardest title I've ever put on my resume. And but it's one I'm most proud of. So
true that. I was going to make a comment about all the, you know, you've got some incredible branding chops. I mean, all your color choices are all on point, and you know, you're working from a really specific palette, and I'm not an Instagram pro at all. I'm an Instagram idiot, and like yours just like reads like a really set up sort of spot. By the way, I'm totally feeling this right here. I think I need to
listen. This was a good one. You know what? Put your hair up, put your makeup on, take off your makeup, put your face mask on. This is what we look like at night, you know, some people.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah, this one's hard. But you know what? If you go on my Instagram, the one that got the most hits was the mom who was in distress or the praying hands, which I was surprised about. Because I get real with it, you know, the praying hand. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That one, you know, this.
Well, don't you think that that's because the whole world is out there trying to show how perfect they are all the time, even when that's bull? And like, you know, there's all these people out there fronting and making it like everything's great. And they never do anything to say that it's not. So that's my question on that.
No, all right. It's real.
Princess Diana, we have to put you backstage for a little bit. Can you stick around in case you have a little question or two later?
I suppose. My kids aren't here today, so I'll be on Instagram.
You go to the bathroom. Oh, you should go. Bathroom.
Look, morning wine is not a sin. You just need to know that. Okay. Boop. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off in the middle of your sentence. If I did, your name would have been Carrie. All right, listen, I forgot to do it, so I'm going to do it so fast. Hey, authors, because, you know, you can have a book. Pub-site.com. It's a great place to put a site. Pub-site.com. Hey, authors. And then I'm going to only do two more, and then I'll do some more later. So StreamYard, you can make a show just like this. Who'da thunk it? Who'da thunk it? You can make a show just like this. You have to find your own.
Your own black woman entrepreneur supporting moms.
With a bunch of big win from 100 and 100 from Amex. Woo-woo! All right, that's all. We'll do some more ads later. So remind me, I have to do more ads later. Okay. Make a note, stenographer.
Make a note.
Make a note. I'll write it in feline.
I love when you bark orders at me. It's my favorite.
Do something. Ow! Wow!
That's what you get. That's instant karma, everybody.
What are you, on the same team?
All right, me and Karma? We're both bitches.
Oh, now you're going to make me look at that video again. All right, listen, let's grab Josh really quick. So, Josh Blaylock, you know, you don't send pregnant moms gifts.
I know. I'm like, what am I even on here for? What an amazing no-brainer idea. I mean, that's one of those ideas where it's so shocking that it's not just the norm that you're like, oh, that's how you know when you have a good idea. Like, just, yeah.
Doesn't it seem crazy that people would rather send an infant who will have no idea, like a Pat the Bunny book? Kid can't read. Kid has no idea what gifts are. Won't be aware of things for years. But let's send them stuff.
Gift, we give mom a gift? Who ever thought of that?
That's crazy talk.
Mom's but I did want to say, because, you know, you did mention the kids that you know of, and I'm finally glad to be here, Dad.
Well, that explains the resemblance.
You know, there's a slight resemblance. So are you winning, son?
Yeah, it's been a hard life without you. That's why I'm already graying. I'm only 17.
Me too.
I went out to get smokes, and I didn't realize I don't even smoke. So I was like, excuse me, which of these tobacco cigarette products are good? Oh,
Christopher.
No, listen.
You said you were going out to pick up some comics.
Right.
What would your parents
and that's
think
what
about
sent
that
me on this path.
I left on a Wednesday. That's
hey,
the start
Josh, your grandparents are here. So.
Poppy and Grandma, you should meet them. All right, let's talk it. Pop Cultivator. So I was born and raised on comics. That's a true story. Since around age 5 or so, my grandpa was a candy salesman, and we would go around back when comics were actually still sold on racks in drugstores. That's how long ago. 25 cents, 50 cents, that kind of a deal. And you just kind of got what you got. And I was a superhero fan. I was an absolutely straight down the middle mainstream fan. I didn't know there were such things as independent comic creators for way longer than other people did. I thought Image Comics was the coolest thing in the world, having no idea that that was like a box inside of a box. But you came up a whole different way. I guess let's do it like they do in comic books. Let's start where we are today and then flash to the panel that says, but before that, talk about Pop Cultivator first.
Sure. Pop Cultivator is a brand new concept. It is a fan-owned comic book company. So it's a big chunk of the company is actually funded and co-owned with actual shares through equity crowdfunding by our fans. And the team is put together by all, you know, veteran experts in the comic book field, people who've been in the business in the trenches, and we're a studio that is focused on the medium itself. We're not a publisher. So we look at every single property on a case-by-case basis and decide where's the best path for that comic. So that's why we've got kids stuff. We've got, you know, sci-fi, fantasy, action, you know, ranging all the way to, you know, adult material, not adult, adult. But yeah, I mean,
like,
you know,
father, like son.
Yeah. So what's here is this is all properties that everyone in the team has been directly associated with in some way. So these aren't all properties that are on Pop Cultivator, because that's sort of going to be contingent on what we raise, you know, what deals we're locking in. But yeah, I mean, we've got some amazing people on our team. Jose Garibaldi is one of the artists. It's one of the co-founding members. He actually works on a book that anyone with kids will know, Dogman, Captain Underpants. They're like the best-selling books in the world right now.
Dogman's pretty gruesome, I'm going to be honest.
Like, the subject is crazy. Yeah. But there's really good themes in those stories too. You know, I've got my chief development officer, Mike Horn. He founded Palisades Toys in the early 2000s and has done anything under the sun. We've got people from the Hollywood entertainment space. And so it's like a Justice League Avengers of people from the comic pop culture world who you basically say, what do we do with this one? And you're like, oh, boom, call in the A-team. We're going to make this comic book a reality. You know, okay, well, what about this one? Okay, well, we think this one should be a comic that's going to go to those comic shops and going to, you know, really appeal to all those people that grew up collecting superhero stuff. This one is going to be something that works better for kids reading web comics or into manga, and has an eventual pass towards the bookstores, you know, yada, yada.
So I want to go into that for just a minute. And I apologize, Carrie, because I have like a million nerd questions. So just smile politely for a minute.
Okay.
I apologize.
Anything else?
Yes. I don't have any coffee. What happened? No. So, Josh, it's a strange world, right? So my last mainstream published book came out around 2015. And in the intro, I talked about the fact I cannot believe Guardians of the Galaxy is going to be a thing. And I wrote, like, this is going to be huge and no one knows it. Like, everyone's going to think it's stupid. Like, there's no way everyone's going to talk about a talking raccoon and a stupid one-sentence tree. Like, it just basically was that sort of, that was the moment. Now I hear people saying, oh, is this another Marvel movie? Or like whining that New Mutants.
We're so spoiled now.
Yeah. What a bunch of babies. So, and again, I was mostly mainstream, but okay, a few things I need to set the stage. So that's this. Marvel owns everything. Disney owns everything. It is a mass mega empire. And that, and they're like, things like WandaVision are out where people are like, well, that's novel. And you're like, you don't know the first thing about novel. Wait till you see what we could do. So there's one side. The other side is creator-owned OC content, a world where when Into the Spider-Verse comes out, 190,000 people created their own, I don't remember what they were calling them at the time.
Just spider personas.
Spider-sonas, yeah. Right? Spider-sonas became a thing, and there were suddenly gazillions of those. So we all have the tools. We all have the wherewithal to at least take an original character out of our brain onto some device or something. Piece two. Piece
I would three. Just like to point out that when I set up a question and it takes 15 seconds, like, okay, pretend we're doing a show and people are waiting for the question.
I need this. This is world building.
Okay.
3D printers. You could send around. People can make their own miniatures, like those Ninja Town if you want, or whatever. They can make them. Like, so what do you, when you're around the table making this happen, and you've all done all the traditional stuff, everybody's done it. When you're doing this, what is missing? What don't people know could be in that tool bag? What are the what ifs that should still exist? And how much of this is we just want to do it our own way with our own characters?
I don't quite completely get the right. question.
You have
so oh my God, you took 10 minutes to ask it, and he still you have doesn't such get
a,
it.
You have a vast empire of options, but everybody hasn't done the thing that you wanted to do yet. Why hasn't anyone done the thing you wanted to do yet? What would that look like? Like, how come we don't have a, you know, multi-flavor platform or something like that? What's missing that no one has done that you're going to do with Pop Cultivator? And what do you really want to get done over there?
I just really, the way that the fans can come into actually being part of the company now hasn't existed. I mean, the laws didn't exist until the Jobs Act was passed. And then after that law act was passed, and took years to get into effect, the crowdfunding technology had to catch up too. So until we had a site like WeFunder, until they were as far along as they are, you know, we couldn't really do that. We had been, I've been an evangelist for crowdfunding since day one. When I brought the G.I. Joe comics back from obscurity in 2001, I was crowdfunding back then, which is a little side note to my background. But I did that through a website, through writing down manually, you know, who was subscribing and collecting credit card, you know, transactions, and then taking them to the post office when the books finally came out. And then that's why when Kickstarter came out, I was all about that, even as a traditional publisher, right away thought that was super exciting. And this is just a natural evolution that, to me, it's like, how can you not do this? This is such a no-brainer to, like, this is where things have to be going. But surprisingly, the reaction you get from a lot of people in the, like, traditional investment world are, well, why would you do this? Why would you do this crowdfunding thing? And it's like, because we have a fan base, so we have readers, and it's not, this is bigger than me or my publishing company or anything. This is Pop Cultivator is tapping into the medium at large. And that explosion of books you're talking about, you know, most people outside of comics don't realize, and a lot of people in comics don't even realize, superheroes now make up 15% of the genre.
Right.
Of the genre of superheroes makes up 15% of the medium. There, I mean, of comics are like 40 some odd percent kids. Actually, now the stats have changed. It's like 40% manga. Manga is huge again. And now we've got millions. So kids comics has never been bigger ever. It's nuts. And now we've got millions of kids aging up and they're coming in. So we've had for the last like 5 years or so before all this, kind of the problem of too much quality content in the selection of adult comic book material, all this amazing slice of life and everything to sci-fi to fantasy to action to, you know, the historical, everything. And you know, as of this year, the comics, the adult sales are up like over 100% during the lockdowns. But I think part of it is kids coming in. And so, I mean, the medium has never looked better long term. And surprisingly, talking about new things in your toolkit, it's print comic book sales are just dominating the old traditional books. And what's different though is how they're getting out there. So you know, it doesn't have to go through the comic book shop, although those are still there. Those are the best place for like a lot of personal community. Comics still come out there every Wednesday, Tuesday, sometimes now. But you know, there's Kickstarter where people are building their own fan bases and followings on there. There's web comics where there's all kinds of innovation happening, and they wait until there's enough free content out there and they gather it. You know, Hollywood is this entity floating around out there that's interested in more and more unique kinds of stuff. We have a list on the Pop Cultivator WeFunder page that says here's a bunch of titles you may not realize actually came from comics. And you know, it has a bunch of stuff on there.
Oh, so many. Road to Perdition would be one.
Road to Perdition was like the first. It was like officially the first like non-superhero graphic novel where people were, you know, completely shocked that was the comic.
Wow, Josh, you need to work with Diana to make like a geeky mom basket because moms like comics.
Oh yeah.
Moms oh like comics. Hell yeah, yeah, yeah. So, they definitely.
Kate, I'm gonna break in because if. Pull that banner if you can. I'm going to break into Kate, who came up. She just said, I just came in. So she's catching up. Remind me of NFT art, or is it vice versa? Now, what's interesting about asking this question to Josh is Josh also wrote, you know, in his spare time, the Bitcoin Comic Handbook, a simple guide to understanding this world's changing super tech. So Kate's a cryptocurrency person, an NFT kind of a person. She's very much into these ideas of, you know, if there's only one of these things, there can be only one.
I just created my first NFT like 2 weeks ago and dropped it on rarible.com.
Can you explain this to people who are not you and Kate?
I would have never even brought this up because it's such a deeper level. Super deep. And I, you know, but I'm, it's this of that question to pop up. It's kudos to your show for having a diverse crowd ahead of the curve.
That's what we got.
NFT,
baby,
is where collectibles are going. I mean, NFT is limited edition digital content. So you can make art and you can mint it, which means like you certify a certain amount are limited edition. And it's she just asked for the link. It's on Rarible, on OpenSea. Go to OpenSea and look for Stonk for the Rich. Stonk from the Rich. It was a play on the whole Robin Hood thing. But I didn't know I had no idea what I'm doing yet. I threw it on there, so I haven't even sold it yet. But yeah, I mean that's basically you're linking a cryptocurrency to a digital asset. So it's like digital art that's limited edition. Where it's going to go is that's going to kind of spill over into everything. You know, Nike and Adidas are working on stuff like that. So when you buy the shoes, you can also get the digital asset, but it's still limited edition, like the shoes. And then when you're playing, you know, Fortnite or Minecraft or whatever, you know, I'm terrible at video games.
But Among Us, come on. Yeah.
And you're only going to have those shoes if you bought the real ones and vice versa. And you're going to find that some kids care more about the digital thing and they just throw the physical shoes in the closet. So
I mean, we're not going anywhere these days. So
you can just imagine how this is going to spill over into comics. Every time we print a comic, well, we might say, hey, we're also making 500 NFTs or 1,000 NFTs. Or you could do like Street Fighter's about to do and release collector card packs where they're going to open up 24 hours and people can have 24 hours to buy the packs. They can't open them until that 24-hour period's over, just like trading cards. And then they find out what's in them. And so that is with Pop Cultivator. I'm super excited about doing some stuff with NFTs. And it's just such a new field and it's quickly growing that I'd like to, anyone who's into it, I'll talk to them all about it. And I think that gives them confidence that we're looking at some innovative stuff. But if I start talking about it to someone that is not familiar with it,
they glaze,
which is most over. People, they're just going to be like, I don't know, man, you got too much stuff going on.
But that one example is actually cool, though, because if you think about it, you know, there's a lot of us who do play video games, and there's a lot of us where the opportunity is that I can have my Mercy character, you know, skin colors or something, walk into Call of Duty or something. Like once more and more entities allow for that data to be passed. You know, that's the thing that people never quite understood about Bitcoin is that, you know, it's not the Bitcoin that's sexy. It's the blockchain that's sexy for these kinds of things. But to not make, you know, the last few people still actually watching the show now, to not make them go away, let me talk about one other thing. I find it kind of, I wouldn't expect you, I'm trying to put you down. I wouldn't expect you as comic book guy to be super entrepreneurial in that way. I wouldn't expect you to be kind of going off and having those kinds of future visionary thoughts. I would expect you to be like, wouldn't it be cool if Barack Obama was a character in a comic? That's what I would stop you right there. So how did that happen? How did you get to be comic book guy and like future vision, like real Tony Stark?
I think I was kind of wired that way and being curious, you know, comics was I just drew since day one, since I was born, like since I was like 2 years old, before I could remember my parents, I was always drawing and trying to make stories. And so I always knew I wanted to do that. And it was more about like impatience. Was everything good. Sound okay? Okay.
You're good.
I got into the field more out of impatience and necessity of having to do it yourself to make stuff happen. And then just asking adults when I was like a teenager, how do you get this done? And then, so I had a knack for the business. And just because no one else would do that stuff, I just sort of like went down that path. And then my art sacrificed because of that. Like I'm not as good of a illustrator as I would have been, you know, compared to some of my friends I came up with who just focused on that. That's why I write a lot, because I can get more done. And I just get interested in side subjects and I sort of like just go down those rabbit holes and you know, try to put together a lot of multidisciplinary polymathic fields and cross-recognize certain patterns stopping just short of the conspiracy rabbit holes, but going down those too, because those are really fun and good to have for stories. And you know, I just think that that's why we're not specifically a publisher either. We don't want to put ourselves in one basket there because of things like NFTs. And that's what I meant by looking at each new concept we develop on a case by case basis.
Right.
There might be something that 5 years from now makes more sense to do as a comic book. To do as a web comic that's free. And we make all of our money off of doing like a one release of NFTs with those characters that go to the people that read the comic for free. I mean, that really could happen. And, right. So we just look at all of those different things as a possible category. And so we're truly born out of the disruption that's happened in the last year with COVID and the lockdowns and everything. But again, I mean, comics is always surprises. The number one thing now is the print books. Like the comic shops are doing fantastically well in most cases. The their customers really came out to support them in the traditional bookstores all the way to like Target. The kids print books are flying, and I've always heard the comics are resistant to recession and depression, and they're really proving that again. That's not a BS comment. They really are.
Webtoons are a thing, though. We had Will and Procrudy on, who host a podcast called The Webtoon Room, and it's only about that. It's only about webtoons, and they got Chris into them. So I mean,
I'm a subscriber now.
The new Sunday. It's the new comic strip. You know, it's the new newspaper comic strip.
So yeah. I think that will keep Chris busy for a little while.
People have a chance now instead of just investing in the product, collecting the product. You know, they can actually own shares in the company that is developing these, get access behind the scenes as we're, working on stuff. They don't get to decide everything we're doing. There's going to be many times where we go to the fans to ask for their opinions on things. And, if we hear the same thing 10 times, there's probably some that's when it's time to listen. And they're also sort of a check and a balance that, down the road, we've got deals with different kinds of creators and working with publishers. If we're not doing the right kind of deals with them and developing their properties, we're going to hear from that because it's not going to be cool with all of the fans that are behind us. So it's not like just having a bunch of people buying the stock just for the sake of riding it up and flipping it.
So I alluded to this in the intro, so I just want to have closure and call back and bring it back. I said it seems like a crazy idea to let your fans run things. But one of the things I was thinking about is that it's going to be a very different ride than when at Devil's Due you brought back G.I. Joe. That was one of the most talked about things that had happened in the industry in so long. Because people who grew up watching the cartoons, people who grew up thinking that Cobra would never, ever hit anybody. Like there would never, no bullet would ever penetrate anybody ever. Because the cartoons, they make stormtroopers look like good shots.
Yeah, but Devils do. Stormtroopers.
They were missing on purpose.
That's what I heard. I know the stormtrooper thing. I saw that theory. But with Devils do, the first time a real bullet went into a real Joe and you saw blood, you went. And that was the most talked about thing when it came out. And you got to do that. I'm sure the wrangling and the hard work and all the stuff to get that to market was crazy. Is that a high watermark that you hope that you can crush now that you have the new Pop Cultivator project?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always about moving forward and just changing things up. And, we were the first people. I was the first guy to get a license to bring back an 80s retro property like that, which started that whole boom in comics. Mm-hmm. I actually was involved in the t-shirts that started that trend before that couple of years, but no one really knows about that much in the comic world. That's how I cut my teeth on licensing. And now we're getting back into some licensed properties. I'm glad to have that experience. I haven't even done licenses in quite some time, but I'm like all about these original concepts that are able to be nurtured from the ground up with the crowd and to build them up into the next things to be licensed.
Like Squirriers? Squirrel Warriors?
Yes, Squirriers is amazing.
Hey, Gaming with Junior. Listen, I do want to point out something, too. We have another friend who's super into licensing, Eric Poses, who does Loaded Questions, has done things like worked really hard to license Gary Coleman as a gaming property. He makes board games and things like that, including a couple of different Big Lebowski board games.
Questions, oh, wow. Answers.
So we think you should know each other is my thought.
Does he sell robes?
so that moms can get a gift.
It really ties the people together.
Yeah.
I thought you went for moms. Like, I love my robe.
I'm grabbing Diana Hilaire back, and as I do, watch this little action. Hi, Diana.
Hey.
Glad to have you back. Watch this. Hello. We're also sponsored by Johnsonville. Johnsonville makes sausages. You can get some. You guys both can. Just write carrie@chrisbrogan.com. We're sending out the last batch, the last out of Sausage Town.
They're giving me coupons to give out, too. They're like, you don't have to go to all that trouble. I'm like, but there's something magical about just all of a sudden you have a bunch of sausage like at your door.
Magical sausage at the door. And listen, we have two more sponsors. Castos, who makes our audio podcast happen. Thank you, Castos. Castos.com if you want to host an audio podcast. Swell bunch of folks. And the .online domain, it get.online if you want to go there. That's cbrogan.me/online. If you go to cbrogan.me/online and you buy a domain, listen, my domainer friends, 90% off. I just bought one yesterday for 99 cents for a new project.
Oh, was it your mom is .online?
No, sadly, that one was taken.
Would that be so good?
My mom is online.
She is, though. Hey. Welcome.
Diana, you know, you did a whole big thing. You did a whole big stint in large retail world, and here's Josh doing, you know, all this different kind of stuff. I mean, what do you think? Do you think you'll sell a bath bomb someday with a digital product attached to it or something?
Listen, you never know. Moms want to sit in the tub and read, and they might be comic heads. So I see it.
All different types of moms. Like, let me tell you. All different types of interests.
I tell you.
I was one of them.
Didn't you say, Chris? Didn't you say wine is good in the morning or something like that?
Morning wine is completely sanctioned.
A Funko Pop where its head actually is the bath bomb that just pops off.
Look at that. Listen, the sky is the limit.
Shower bomb, though.
Thank you, Gaming with Junior. Or. That's very kind of you. And Kate just put up a huge link to probably your OpenSea product, but there's no way I'm clicking that thing.
It looks awful. I'm going to open it.
Looks like
Yeah. I'm probably gonna burn that, which is something you can do too. Like, you can burn those NFTs and re-release it on a different platform. Because I didn't know what I was doing.
You and your nerd speak.
Yeah,
I'm like a daywalker. I'm like a little bit geeky. I'm not that level yet.
Yeah, because then you're crossing over tech with the collectibles, and it's like, ugh.
Yes, exactly. But I'm definitely seeing like a big, like a gift basket that would make a geek mom like myself be like, oh my God, you really see me. Like, I would feel super seen if there were comics and like geek movie stuff in there. And
bourbon.
And bourbon. I mean, I live in the South now. You got to develop a taste for bourbon.
We can connect you with our pal, the Bourbon Bohemian, another women-owned business. So
custom cocktails.
Dispensaries involved.
Custom cocktails. She does. She sends out custom cocktail kits, Ramona Jackson, with these really innovative recipes, and sends you the ingredients so you can just like.
So you bring the liquor, and she sends you these cool little cocktail mixes.
Or you can do it virgin.
Or you could do a virgin. There's some people who don't. You
know, that's not fun.
I know. It's less fun. But, you know, if you're breastfeeding, they say, maybe don't drink so very much. So, like, maybe you have to. I don't know.
I just was the name, when she comes home. I mean, it's just, like, perfect.
It's the right name, like, isn't it?
Let me tell
you're going to have a monster DTC business there in, like, a year. Yeah.
Somebody was saying, a lot of people were saying it's too long. And I'm like, but it hits home.
They're not the mom coming home. It tells you what it tells you. Like, if you're like, it kind of like, if you're the person who's literally wasn't even thinking of the mom and was like going to buy something for the baby, and you hear that, you're like, it helps them get that light bulb too without feeling bad about it. They're like, oh, I should be buying something for her. Maybe not, you know, not just this rattle, you know?
Right.
Or at least
right.
Think about it, you know?
Yeah.
For real.
It's been tradition, you know. It's always the baby shower. How about we call it the mom shower?
Oh, I like it. So I have a question. You both really got big on these projects this last year because of being quarantined. What made you do that? Because I mostly stayed in my bed and ate chips. So, like, what made you say, I think now is the time, and I'm going to be incredibly driven? What do you say, Diana?
For me, it was I was laid off. You know, so I fueled all my emotions into the box And no time was better than the time I had now, where I didn't have to go into the office. And that's where it came from. And, you know, and you have, I have a community behind me rallying and supporting, and literally within 1 year, less than a year, because I got laid off in February and I raised the money in October. So in that short time, when she comes home, was birth.
That makes sense. How about you, Josh? Why this last year did we make this thing float? Or has it been further back than that?
I wanted to do this for, you know, almost since I got into Kickstarter a decade ago, but it wasn't legal. but really, you know, I had been finally taking the steps, getting registered with the SEC and all this accounting stuff. You got to get certified, but still hadn't kicked off. And then we went to this convention, happened to be here in Chicago where I'm at. That was like the last convention in the entire industry for the year. That was it. And it was really, you know, it was pretty, I wouldn't say scary, but it was just very, you know, uncertain which way things were going to go. I was like, well, we're going to do this or not. Let's kick this off now. And, you know, still turned out, everything ended up not just being fine in comics, but being even better than before. But yeah, we're, you know, and also this gave me something else to focus on. It was very hard to write. Every creator was talking about this. You know, we thought, oh, this is our time to shine. We're used to being isolated and we're, you know, getting our stories done. And then no one could concentrate on crap. Like,
right. You're not constantly under the threat of death normally. Like,
you know. Yeah. And you're wondering, like, what's the point of, in the back of your mind somewhere is like, what's the point of writing a silly story to, like, but you're also like, no, but this is what people need to get them through this, you know, like the entertainment. And then finally, you know, it's like, well, you have this little fight back here. I'm going to go focus on this. And then, you know, now I'm working on everything again. And yeah, just, it kind of gave our whole team too, I think it gave everybody something to really rally behind. And now we can't wait to get this out. We're getting our first disbursement coming in soon to start locking in some of our first round of deals. And we're still going to be funding until the end of April. The government just changed it so people can actually raise more through equity crowdfunding now, from 1 million to 5 million. We're not raising anywhere nearly that much right now, but that's going to bring a whole bunch of people into that platform. So,
and you both used fundraising, which is interesting too. You both used fundraising to get this thing launched. You both relied on the kindness and goodness of others. It's a model that's really had some great value expanders over the last bunch of years, even more so than I think the first big wave of Kickstarters where people bought things that didn't actually ever ship. You know, people are actually doing something viable and whatever. We got to get out of here, boys and girls. We got to go.
Oh, and here's our person of the day. Kaboom!
I would like to give it to just any old person, but I essentially have to give it to Kate because Kate was like 94% of the comments all of a sudden.
That's not true.
She got all,
only when she got here.
She got all excited.
I mean, we can't give it to Coach Woodard anymore. He's had it so much. We have to send him like a velvet blazer if we give it to him again.
Yeah, he'll be in the six people club. And Gaming with Junior, I don't know what you're asking, so I'll get to you later, I guess. So that was person of the day. We have one last thing to do before we kick you out, which is just ask the question of what goes in your backpack. Something physical, something metaphorical. It could be something really important, like something you'd eat, like an avocado. Or it could be something that you can think about for the future. Carrie, what's a good metaphorical one?
Kindness.
You're going to do it every time now, aren't you? Every time she says it, there's a secret backstory to that we can't tell you right now because we chewed up the day.
But suffice it to say, well, the first woman that gave an answer that was unintentionally funny, and she and I broke up over it, and we couldn't get it together. And so then the poor second person is giving her answer, and she's like, kindness, because blah, blah, blah. And it was like really lovely. And then we laughed in her face because me and this other girl were awful. And so now every time Chris asks me for an example, I'm like, kindness. I should say kindness because that was mean.
Because this other woman was very lovely, and she said kindness, but Carrie and Nikki Porche from Buy From a Black Woman were laughing so hard that you couldn't even hear her say kindness.
I felt really bad about it.
So now every time Carrie says kindness, I laugh in front of guests who don't know why I'm laughing. So,
but now you know.
Now you know. And knowing's half the battle. That's for Josh.
Okay. I got it. I told you. I'm a daywalker.
That's right. Diana Hilaire, what goes in the backpack for you?
What goes in the backpack? So I have a board in front of me and I write a message. And the message for February is Sorry, I'm going to get mushy. Commit to the Lord, whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Proverbs 16:3. So I'm committed to doing whatever it is that I have to do, and he's just going to help me along the way. And I'm blessed to say I've been fortunate on this journey to have so much support from him and everyone rallying around me.
I'm into it. Proverbs 16:3. Everyone commitment get your
faith. Yeah. Have you?
You got to have faith.
I knew you were going to say it. I was waiting for it.
I was like, waiting for it.
All right, Josh Blaylock, what goes in your backpack?
A self-feeding loop, hopefully, of self-awareness and persistence. Back to self-awareness, back to persistence. Without the two, it could go in a weird direction. And the best coffee.
We all said and I don't even drink coffee.
We've had a couple really good coffee makers on the show. We had Wrecking Ball coffee. I have some of theirs, and then I have some from Armino Roasters, their whiskey blend, because we had Nate on, right? Nate, who goes around on Instagram and shows pictures of like really nice whiskey bottles against scenic vistas. That's like what he does for a living. And he partnered with Armino Roasters to make this whiskey blend coffee, and it is damn good. So go get some if you're into coffee while we're talking about it. Yeah.
So I was thinking about the fact that, you know, my grandmother was from a different time and age, and she was from a time where, with regards to self-care and mom care and all that sort of thing, it was basically like you're supposed to get back to work the week after you have the kid. In fact, bring him to work. Who's going to know? And I was thinking about the fact that I think she much rather would have had her feet up checking out G.I. Joe versus Transformers and really having a moment with it. But, you know, I used to try to share my love of comics with her, and I have to tell you what she once said about the Justice League.